I think people in this country realize, from whatever perspective they come, is that the change of government hasn't actually brought about any improvement or change for the better in terms of the interests of the people of this country. Mm-hmm. The government is continuing the same policies. The outgoing government, they are continuing to promise and to give billions to the financial sector at home and abroad, mm-hmm. and to bail out their gambling, right? Mm-hmm. So there's no dispute about that. Everyone knows that. Mm. What the People's Convention is concerned about before the election, during the election, and now, and will continue to be, is have the people any options? Is there anything in favour of the people that can be done, or that can be done in favour of the people? And the People's Convention view is that there's only one thing that can be done, and that is the people themselves must start acting differently. They must stop allowing political parties, which are nothing more than private members' clubs, to actually control Dáil Éireann.
Yeah.
And I don't care what their perspective is. I don't care what ism they follow. I don't care. We don't care, like, where they came from. They are still parties or organisations, private clubs of vested interest. Now, they may wear on their sleeve that they're capitalists. They may wear on their sleeve that they're lefties. They may wear on their sleeves that they're Republicans. It doesn't matter.
But surely
Let me finish my point.
Yeah,
so the point is that the Constitution does not say that the Dáil is to be made up of political parties. It says there's supposed to be delegates from the constituents. Mm-hmm. So the constituency should send a delegate.
Yeah.
And political parties have no say, good, bad or indifferent. They can form themselves. They've got a right under the Constitution to exist. They can advocate policies. They can say to the people, well, we think you, the people, should have this or that policy. But the point we are making is that people already have policies. They have policies that they want schools of a certain sort. They want the health service that serves their interests. They want employment. They want support for business. They want tax deregulation. They want whatever, right? The people have these policies. They don't need parties, Labour Party, for example, with 700 pages odd of policies saying, people, you should have these policies. In fact, people have these policies. They are the interests of ordinary people to have a good life. What we don't have in this country is we don't control the state, we don't decide the policy in the state, and we don't regulate the state. So we are saying that the people of every constituency should organise themselves into a single organisation, irrespective of belief, background, creed, religion, whatever, sex, anything, right? Mm-hmm. Just simply because you're an elector. And we should select from our number in the constituency people to go to the Dáil. They should come back and get a mandate for every single issue that is going to be discussed in the Dáil, including every main provision of the budget. In other words, nothing should be voted on the Dáil that the constituency has not given a mandate on. Mm-hmm. And we should get rid of this thing of promises, lies, policies coming out our ears, right? And all the propaganda of these political parties, because they are nothing more than private clubs of vested interests of every sort. Mm-hmm. So we should stop it. But we have the power to do it. If the people of Ireland, constituency by constituency, act in accordance with their own constitution, and we should stop this whole flim-flam of reform that's going on, right? Because it's only more smoke and mirrors. It is more pulling the wool over our eyes, right? Mm. Because all those reforms that have been advocated by the political parties in Dáil Éireann are nothing more than to advance the European project. And we will end up with even less democracy, such as we have, right? We'll even end up with even less.
Okay, well, you made a very, very solid statement there, Brendan. Now, my attitude in what you were saying there is, you look at the farcical situation where in the last week you had a fellow voting against his own party. And it's bloody headlines, it's all over the place. I think what you're saying is right, that people should, even in the big parties, they should have a free vote. Instead of that, people's conscience are subjected to the party they're in. This is wrong.
It is. The whip system is absolutely a disgrace. Like, the position of the People's Convention is, even though we still have some candidates in the some of the core constituencies and so on, right, during the election, we believe that even since the election, that we should behave as a people as if we had actually selected and electors and mandators, every one of those TDs are in Dáil Éireann, even today. Mm-hmm. But we should be actually saying to them, issue by issue, in every constituency, this is how you will vote, right? Mm-hmm. And we should actually begin to build an organisation that will completely replace them. Because we will be telling them all along, right, your days are numbered, you're finished.